So Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. We're winding down the 2023 season here at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury. Eric Bach joined by Dave Jouse, Senior Advisor of Player Development for the Washington Nationals. And Dave, such a classic baseball guy. My first question, first of all, thank you for being here. My first question is, why this role now? I mean, you've done just about everything a person can do in baseball, but why the Washington Nationals and why now for you?
Well, my first answer is, you're welcome. I appreciate being on, and I hope I keep some people that are listening to stay tuned to listen to this and then listen to our game tonight. As far as for me, I love being in this game. I believe that I still have some impact on helping staff, players, helping the game itself. And I don't think I've ever worked a day for my living. I've worked at it, but I haven't worked the day. I play a game for a living. My wife reminds me of that. And so why not be able to do it? And then with the Washington Nationals, really, really good people. I've known Mike Rizzo for a long time. I've known Shalaba for a long time. Getting to know the Deshaun Watsons and getting to know the Bobby Henleys. And then this staff that's at Fredericksburg with Jake Lowry, Justin Lord, Jaime, and D.Y., it's a blast to be with them.
Can you tell our fans what exactly it is that you're doing when you're traveling around the affiliates? I mean, you wear a lot of different hats in player development for the Washington Nationals organization, but can you kind of narrow it down for us?
If I narrow it down, there might be like Rizzo or Shalaba listening and saying, wait a second, what is he doing? But actually, I've been coaching since 1980. So I have some experience that I can pass on to players, staff, maybe a radio man, maybe a groundskeeper. And what I see, because of where I am in my career, maybe because of my age, maybe because of my boldness and personality, whatever it is, I say only so that I can help give that young man or the young lady these days an opportunity to say, hey, it works for me, maybe it'll make me better, or maybe in 3 years they remember it and it makes them better then. So that's the reason that I think I have that opportunity to do it, and that's how I do, and that's, I know it's a generality, it's very general in saying that that's what I do, but that is what I do. I don't report to anybody, but I give a lot of reports just because I evaluate how the game's played, how the players are playing, what they can do to help themselves, what the staff can do to help themselves, and maybe help our organization day by day get just a little better.
Talking with Dave Jouse here on Fred Nat's On Deck. So I want to ask you about your impressions of this Fredericksburg team. Obviously eliminated from the playoffs yesterday, but it's been a good season overall and a lot of development for these guys that the Nationals are relying on to develop and be a big leaguer someday. I mean, you've been around a lot this year, both at home, here you are with us on the road. What are some impressions that you have of this group?
Well, the one thing I told Jake when I got down here on Tuesday was what a development season they have had this year. Last year, as dominant as they were so often during the year, you dealt with a little less adversity. You deal with adversity all the time, and adversity makes us stronger, makes us learn, makes us develop, challenges us. However, the adversity that they experienced, both players and the team, staff, overall, probably fans, you got to see a group that continued to do what they were supposed to do to get better every day, individually and as a team, and then make a really good run at the end of the year, and watch the players improve. And improvement doesn't mean their numbers jump from 230 to 280 or from an ERA of 4.4 to 2.4 for you analytics people that our WAR was better at the last month of the season. And don't like get me wrong, the analytics has helped me, and I have sons that are involved in it, and they teach me every day. but to see them play together and play games hard and finish this season strong the way they should, regardless of ending up in a playoff or not, shows that they're ready to take the step to the next level. And when they, for those that are going to be in the big leagues, they're going to be championship players, which is an important tool to have, and it counts.
Talking with Dave Jouse here on Fred Nat's On Deck. So you just got done throwing around a BP to the Fred Nats today. I know that that's one of your favorite things to do is to throw batting practice. I want to ask you about your process of that and how many BP pitches you think you've thrown in your life.
A bunch of people have asked me that, and I really never had figured it out until one of these times on one of these trips. I kind of thought, and it really is over a million. It is. It's over a million pitches. That's what I figured out, because I've been throwing BP since 1980, and I threw every day, and that's, you know, over sometimes, you know, close to 200, if sometimes over 400 pitches in a day, but definitely close to 200. And I actually couldn't throw well as a shortstop in college. I was accurate, but the arm hurt all the time. Once I got into coaching, I knew that that was a skill that I had to have, because in 1980, it was really important that you threw BP. And so I threw to all groups, every group, and it's become natural for me. And actually, I've been able to teach pitching because of throwing the baseball correctly, and I throw it correctly. I don't throw it hard. Used to, in the 90s when I was throwing BP, I threw hard, but not anymore. But I throw it correctly, and there's a correct way to throw. And throwing does lead to pitching, and also throwing leads to being better defensively. You can throw correctly, and I throw correctly.
He throws correctly. Last one for you. When your baseball career is said and done, and who knows when that'll be, what do you hope your impact on the game was?
The day that the game's done, that next day they'll be burying me in the ground. They'll say, hey, he was a good teammate and a good guy.
Dave Jouse on Fred Nats on Deck. Thank you so much.
Peace, Eric.